Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 85 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Tanner Boyd.
And I'm Zoe Hall.
And by the third year, it's grown to where that we had it. And since then, it averages somewhere around 2,000 people in 4 hours. And it's really a pleasant day.
The annual Browning Orchard Festival is set to take place this weekend.
A University of Kentucky professor is spearheading a campaign to warn students about e-cigarette use.
And a new report shows over 150,000 Kentucky children are living in concentrated poverty.
In sports, the Round County girls soccer team is heading to Fleming County.
But Luke has the stock report.
Partly cloudy skies this evening with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. We'll have an extended look at your region's forecast after this news.
Moorhead State University's annual Browning Orchard Festival will take place in Fleming County this Sunday. A product of the Moorhead State University Agricultural Sciences Department, the festival will have both MSU Farm and Kentucky Proud goods on hand for purchase. Joe Fraley is the farm manager. He says besides the festival, the orchard has been a major learning tool for students since it was donated by the Browning family in 2008.
All that stuff allows the student to see anything from the beginning to marketing, and that's important for us. You know, they get a good hands-on experience, and they understand that, yes, this is, you know, the food that we eat especially is labor-intensive, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but it doesn't just come off the shelf at Kroger's or IGA or any of the grocery stores. Someone had to get it there.
The festival also features a variety of foods and activities, as well as music from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. Set to take place from noon to 4 p.m. Sunday. More information can be found by calling MSU's Alumni Relations and Development Department at 783-2033.
Pro Rock and UTV Racing will be at Rush Off-Road September 26th through the 29th. The show will include a variety of off-road style shows such as hill climb racing, endurance racing, and unlimited cars. Pro Rock Racing owner Joey Beck tells WYMT the UTVs present at the event will be hard to find elsewhere.
Some of these guys spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to build them, chasing a dream of going around and racing. These guys are really passionate about what they do.
Tickets are available for $40 to $60 on Eventbrite, and the shows will last from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day.
September has been abnormally hot and dry, which has begun to cause issues for horse farms across the Commonwealth. Mulholland Springs in Lexington has been impacted by the recent weather. The farm has been forced to go through more hay than usual, causing more expenditures than in previous years. John Mulholland is co-owner and general manager of Mulholland Springs. He tells WKYT the hot and dry pattern is hard on the horses as well.
Horses are better in the cold than they are actually in the heat. A lot of them don't sweat very well, so when it's 90 or 95 degrees out there and the sun's beating down on them, it's actually a lot harder than, say, if it was zero outside. There's just dust everywhere. They're getting sick. They're coughing. So we're making sure if they're coughing or if they have any temperature, we make sure that we're treating them with antibiotics.
Mulholland Springs is doing what they can to keep horses healthy by keeping fans in the barn and giving them electrolytes to stay hydrated on the hottest days. The current weather pattern looks to continue into next week.
A University of Kentucky professor and member of the school-based decision-making council overseeing a Lexington area middle and high school is spearheading a campaign to warn students about the dangers of e-cigarette use. Dr. Kim Thompson is an assistant professor of internal and family medicine at UK and sits on a board overseeing Morton Middle School and Henry Clay High School. And she's on a mission to raise awareness about the amount of nicotine present in Juul and other similar vaping products that are increasingly popular with teens and preteens. E-cigarette company Juul has argued its system was never meant to transition users off nicotine, but instead to encourage them to switch from combustible cigarettes to an alternative nicotine delivery system.
Gave the Juul a real chance and found out I liked it. Found out it really works. The switch was easy.
Thompson's campaign comes on the heels of a lawsuit filed by a UK graduate who is accusing Juul Labs of deception, marketing, and advertising.
And we'll have a further look at your region's news right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Moorhead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing, Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
The Martin County Sheriff's Office was closed for a second day after a strong chemical odor continued to make employees sick yesterday. The building was initially shut down Monday after employees noticed the odor. One woman passed out while others mentioned burning sensations in their lungs and breathing issues. The hazmat team from Pikeville was called out on Monday, but the cause of the smell was not determined. Chris Todd is an employee with the Martin County Sheriff's Office. He tells WYMT the smell seemed to be coming from the ventilation system.
That's what it seemed like. It's coming out of air conditioning. As far as I know, they've shut the courthouse down until they figure out what's causing it.
The sheriff says the 911 coordinator is working on contacting the appropriate officials to handle the situation.
A murder victim's family is finally receiving answers 1 week after the crime. Carol Martin was found shot to death outside a home on Florence Avenue on September 15th. Lexington police released the name of a suspect, 21-year-old Jeremy Javonte Jackson, on Saturday. Martin's stepson, Casey Smith, tells Lex 18 that even though Jackson is not in custody, it is still a relief to finally have some answers.
Been hoping for this all week, and I know that she's been talking to the detective. I talked to the detective. We absolutely want to see justice, and we're so happy that maybe we'll get some of that. Whether it's this person or someone else, we know that at least they're working hard on it.
If anyone knows anything about Jackson's whereabouts, they are asked to call the Lexington police.
A federal grand jury has indicted a Kentucky 911 dispatcher on charges he created fake social media accounts to dupe underage girls into sending naked photos. The Courier-Journal reports 20-year-old Christopher Carroll will appear in court tomorrow on one count of receiving child porn. A release from the Kentucky Attorney General said Carroll was charged at the state level with more than 160 sex crimes after a month-long investigation. Court records show those charges were dismissed when the U.S. Attorney's Office obtained the case. A criminal complaint recounts that victims said they'd been contacted by someone online who threatened to release nude photos of them unless they sent more. Authorities traced the online activity to a camper where Carroll lived with his grandmother. Carroll's attorney declined to comment.
A coal company that filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection is preparing to sell its mines. The Lexington Herald Leader reports Judge Gregory Schaaf of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in the Eastern District of Kentucky said during a hearing Tuesday that he would approve a sale ordered filed by Cambrian Coal LLC. An affidavit from a financial advisor to Cambrian says the coal producer plans to sell assets to three companies. The companies are expected to buy mines in Kentucky and Virginia. The mines employ nearly 700 workers. The advisor says Cambrian's ability to continue operations beyond this week is, quote, highly uncertain. The affidavit says Cambrian wouldn't have been able to pay employees if it had not received a recent $2 million deposit from one of the three buyers.
Senator Mitch McConnell spoke on the Senate floor Monday about a recent whistleblower report. The report indicates that President Trump asked Ukraine's leader to get dirt on presidential hopeful Joe Biden. McConnell says Democrats are politicizing the incident.
I've been disappointed to see our colleague, the Democratic leader, choose to politicize the committee's ongoing efforts with respect to a recent whistleblower allegation, the specific subject of which is still unknown.
The Kentucky Republican argued that an investigation should be based on facts, not news leaks, and we'll have a further look at your region's news right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, providing a curbside recycling service to residents of Moorhead and Rowan County. Residential pickup available every Sunday. Pre-sorting the recycled materials is not required. Accepting number 1 and 2 plastic, cardboard, paper, electronics, metal, and grocery bags. Materials may be placed in any container, placed at curbside for pickup and visible from street. More information by calling 784-1250.
A group calling itself the Campaign for American Principles is spending $250,000 on a digital ad campaign, alleging that Democratic gubernatorial candidate Andy Beshear would destroy girls' sports by allowing biological males to compete on women's sports teams.
What if that shot was taken away by a competitor who claims they're a girl but was born a boy?
Critics are labeling the ad transphobic, a scare tactic, and a shameful and false attack. A spokesman for the outside group running the ads tells the Lexington Herald Leader Bashir has said he would stand up for equality, which often indicates support for the Equality Act, a federal LGBT anti-discrimination bill the news outlet says could give transgender students a legal basis to assert their right to compete on a team that matches their gender identity. As of Tuesday afternoon, Governor Matt Bevin's campaign had not responded to a request for comment on the ad. Bashir spokesman Sam Newton has said the ad is being funded by a shady group and it will lead to more bullying of kids.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin touted the reliability of fossil fuels and called teen climate activist Greta Thunberg, quote, remarkably ill-informed during a conference on energy. Bevin was asked about the 16-year-old Swedish activist on Tuesday after he gave a keynote address at the annual meeting of the Southern States Energy Board in Louisville. The day before, the teen gave an impassioned speech at the United Nations urging action on climate change. Bevin said the U.S. shouldn't rush into replacing fossil fuels like coal and natural gas with renewable energy. Kentucky is one of the largest coal-producing states in the nation. Bevin says activists like Thunberg lack historical and global perspective and have grown up in a world where electricity is affordable and on demand.
The economy may have bounced back from the Great Recession, but that hasn't helped the 163,000 Kentucky children living in concrete poverty. According to a new report done by the Annie E. Casey Foundation, stagnant wages, rising housing costs, and the lack of job opportunities for parents keeps many families impoverished in rural communities. Patricia Tennant of Kentucky Youth Advocates points out that low-income households could benefit from the legislation that makes it easier for parents to work.
We would like Congress to take final steps to increase funding for child care assistance to allow more parents to access high-quality, affordable care while they work. We think state leaders can curb predatory lending practices to prevent families from living from paycheck to paycheck and falling into a debt trap.
The report states that low-income Kentucky families are more likely to have taken out a payday loan or other short-term, high-cost loan compared with just 3% of wealthier families.
The Administrative Office of the Court says the last of 7 regional community forums on Kentucky's foster care system is being held in Pikeville. The agency says in a statement that the public is invited to attend the forum on Thursday at the Eastern Kentucky Expo Center and give input on how to improve outcomes for children in the system. 6 other forums were presented by citizen foster care review boards around the state beginning last month. The forums are being held as part of legislative reforms. Findings will be reported to the Kentucky Citizen Foster Care Review Board and will be among the board's annual recommendations to the Supreme Court, the governor, and the legislature.
A Lexington pastor has decided to open a new coffee house that employs people with special needs. Brewster McLeod's 50 employees will be trained for every position in the coffee house. McLeod's goal is to show the community that people with special needs aren't that different. He tells WKYT they deserve a safe place to work too.
They got joy, they got a heart, you know what I mean? And they want to work. If Down syndrome or special needs make you nervous, then you probably need to come in here and relax and just let them, just treat them like anyone else.
The employees said they are excited to have a space that welcomes differently abled people. They're hoping McLeod's Coffee House inspires other businesses across the city in the future. And taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, including the counties of Bourbon, Greenup, and Nicholas. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low around 65. Thursday, 70% chance of showers with a high near 82. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 89. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 70. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 90. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 67. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 92. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 67. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 93. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 69. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 93. And taking a look at some temperatures across the region, in Grayson, it's 84. Inez, it is 87, Winchester, 86, Ashland, 85, and in Moorhead, it is currently 85 degrees.
I'm Tanner Boyd. No, I'm not. I'm Tanner Boyd here with Zoe Hall this afternoon, and you are tuned into Mountain Edition here on WMKY at 90.3 FM, and we're glad you could join us. On our feature segment this afternoon, 22 marching bands from across the Commonwealth will be competing this Saturday in Jane Stadium. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has more.
The Blue and Gold Championship of Bands is Moorhead State University's annual marching band competition. Bands compete against other schools in a preliminary and final round. They'll be scored by a select panel of judges, each member having vast experience in the marching arts. The lineup this year consists of 22 bands. That's the highest enrollment has been since 2002. MSU's Interim Director of Bands and Assistant Director of Music, Dr. Dwayne Dale, is planning to keep everything in check on the biggest day of the year.
I think Blue and Gold is always a huge event for the band program here at Moorhead State University. It is, it's not only a chance for some of the best bands in the state of Kentucky to come to our campus and to perform in competition, but it is obviously a wonderful recruitment opportunity for the university.
The planning that goes into Blue and Gold is a multi-tier effort. A big piece is starting early and booking adjudicators as soon as possible.
We start planning Blue and Gold the day after Blue and Gold from the previous year. It's a year-round sort of thing. We have, one of the things, for example, is acquiring judges, to find somebody of quality to judge, somebody that's well-respected nationally, somebody that has experience at the national level with things like Winter Guard International and Drum Corps International and Bands of America, those types of top-tier circuits.
The MSU Marching Band also prepares a show. Dale says it really is an all-hands-on-deck effort.
Our band begins work on the show a week before school classes start every fall. And so we're working solid 3 days a week, probably on average 6 to 8 hours a week to get a show ready to present to this audience. This is our big dance, so to speak. Yeah, everybody should come out. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a great time that day.
The competition will be held in Jane Stadium this coming Saturday. Prelims begin at 10 a.m., finals begin at 6:15 p.m., and the Moorhead State University Marching Band will perform an exhibition at 9:15 p.m. Tickets are $15 for adults, $6 for children, and will be available at the gate. For WMKY News, I'm Wyatt Melton reporting.
You're tuned in to Mountain Edition here on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Michael Green has been keeping up with your sports report, and he's up right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Soccer will host Belmont at 6 p.m. on Friday and Purdue-Fort Wayne at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Volleyball welcomes Belmont at 6 p.m. on Friday and Tennessee State at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Moorhead State Soccer hosts conference rival Belmont this Friday night. For WMKY Sports, this is Michael Green. The Rowan County girls soccer team is back on the road this evening. The team is most recently coming off a win against Boyd County in a 6-0 shutout. Now they'll be heading to Fleming County, where Coach Alan Evans says his girls will be dealing with some pretty tough field conditions.
I imagine with all this heat that we've been getting, it's going to be really dry and hard. And then they're going to have rain today on top of that. We'll see how much it softens it up. But just a tough place to play when you have the field changes like that.
Kickoff this evening is set for 6 o'clock. Moorhead State Soccer is back on the practice field preparing for a pair of home contests this weekend. The Eagles are 1-0-1 in Ohio Valley Conference action so far this year. Though his team is relatively healthy, head coach Warren Lipka says there have been a couple of significant injuries that have impacted the club in the early part of the season.
Kate Larbs is a freshman that hasn't stepped foot on the field yet, and she's a highly touted freshman coming in, and she's just coming off a broken foot, and we're still waiting on her. And Ashley Ritchie is just getting kind of back into it. She's not there yet. So we've got some people mended and coming back that help us on the attacking side. But overall, in general, I think we're in decent shape.
The Eagles are back in action Friday night when they host conference rival Belmont at the MSU Recreation and Wellness Intramural Field. The match is set for 6 p.m. The Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team has some recovery time before another tournament this weekend. The Vikings are coming off a victory over East Carter last night. Head coach Steve Walters says he's glad the team has a couple days off. He says some squad members have been recovering from injuries while others have been dealing with the typical joys of the fall season.
We're still just a little banged up, on the mend, but we've still got some girls that have, the crud, kind of the remnants of strep and kind of, your cold, runny nose, just kind of feeling run down. But our ankles and knees and shoulders are on the mend. So, getting a little bit better as far as that goes.
The Vikings are set to play in Thoroughbred Smash at Lafayette this weekend. They'll face off with Floyd Central in Graves County Friday. A familiar face will be assisting Morehead State's men's basketball athletics, as well as other student athletes in the sports medicine department. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
After serving as a graduate assistant for 2 years at MSU, Jordan Kelly has returned to campus in a full-time role with the sports medicine department. He works directly with the men's basketball program. Following his GA stint, Kelly served as the women's basketball and soccer athletic trainer at Austin Peay for 2 years. In his previous time at MSU, Kelly worked with the football and baseball programs. A native of Fulton, Missouri, he is a graduate of Central Methodist, where he played collegiate golf. Prior to starting at MSU the first time, he also interned with the NFL's St. Louis Rams. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
The Cincinnati Reds are looking to rebound following last night's 4-2 loss with the Brewers. The game also marked the pitcher Sonny Gray's last start of the year. Manager David Bell tells Fox Sports Ohio he's glad to see Gray is sticking around for a while.
I'm very happy for him. He deserves a ton of credit for the year he's had. I mean, he's stepped up for us and been, like we talked about earlier today, one of the best pitchers in the game. And, we knew we were getting a good pitcher, but for him to be truly one of the best in the game is something that we're very fortunate to have. We're fortunate to have him for the next couple of years. And
first pitch tonight is set for 6:40 at Great American Ballpark. With Big Blue Madness just a couple weeks away, fans at the University of Kentucky are already camped out hoping to claim their ticket. Now, the group will camp out as part of their now infamous Tent City until Friday at 2 o'clock when control cards are passed out. Those cards guarantee individuals a ticket to the practice, with some free tickets distributed at 10 p.m. that evening. It sounds like a lot of hassle, but fans tell WKYT, it's all worth it.
Yeah, everybody just like on pins and needles, and you're just ready to get over here after being here. The anticipation, you're anxious, nervous. Everybody works together for the most part all the time, but still that anticipation and wanting to get your 10th there and enjoy the rest of the week.
Big Blue Madness is set for October 11th at 7 p.m. A former college football player who spent 3 years in prison in China for his involvement in a bar fight says he has a newfound appreciation for the word freedom now that he's returned home to Detroit. Wendell Brown, who played at Ball State University in Indiana, told the Associated Press after arriving back in Detroit on Wednesday that people don't really understand the meaning of freedom until they lose it. Brown was teaching English and American football in southwest China when he was arrested in September 2016 and was charged with intentional assault. Brown denied hitting a man and said he was defending himself after being attacked. Brown was sentenced to 4 years in prison, but that was reduced to 3 years by a Chinese court. For WMKY Sports, this is Michael Green.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made-from-scratch cakes, pies, and cookies, scones, braids, and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose after President Trump said a U.S.-China trade deal could arrive sooner than expected. Investors also poured through a rough transcript of Trump's call with the Ukrainian president from earlier this year. And the Dow Industrials did have a gain of 162.94 at 26,970.71. The S&P 500 was up 18.27 at 2984.87. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 83.76 at 8,077.38. Tech was the best performer in the S&P 500, rallying more than 1% along with consumer services. Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google parent Alphabet all closed higher. Trump told reporters at the United Nations that a U.S.-China deal could come sooner than you think, and he also later said that Japan and the U.S. had reached an initial trade agreement. The market also rebounded after a rough transcript of Trump's call with Ukrainian President Zelensky when this was released by the White House, and it showed Trump asked Zelensky if he could, quote, look into former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter, and the market may have taken some comfort in the fact that the memo does not appear to show an explicit quid pro quo by the president, although more details have yet to come out. Nike shares were among the biggest contributors to the Dow's gain today as the shoemaker stock rose 4.2% on better-than-expected quarterly results. CEO Mark Parker said a stronger e-commerce business and products such as the new Joyride running shoe helped lift results. And stronger-than-expected new U.S. home sales data mitigated some of the uncertainty coming out of Washington. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.3% at $56.54 a barrel. Gold was down 1.78% at $1,511.60 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, European stocks had a weak day, with the Stock 600 index down 0.6%. And in Asia, most markets were down as well, with the Shanghai Composite down 1% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 1.3%. Turning out of stocks of local interest, it was U.S. Bancorp 42 cents at $55.75, Lowe's up 74 cents at $110.76, Delta Airlines up 31 cents at $58.31, Marathon Petroleum up 4.67 at $60.15, and Yum Brands was down 74 cents to finish at $111.50. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, including Carter, Clark, and Elliott counties. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low around 65. Thursday, 70% chance of showers with a high near 82. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 89. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 70. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 90. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 67. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 92. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 67. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 93. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 69. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 93. And taking a look at some temperatures across the region, in Grayson is 84, Inez is 87, in Winchester it's 86, Ashland 85, and in Moorhead it is currently 85 degrees.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from WMKY staff Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Jonathan Burton, Michael Green, Cody Robinson, Nacogdoches Miller, and Leanne Akers. We also had help from KNN's Haley Hansen and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. Our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Wyatt Melton. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Zoe Hall and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Tanner Boyd for WMKY News. All things considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.
Broadcasting from the campus of Moorhead State University, Moorhead State Public Radio includes 90.3 FM WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. You can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and listen live online at WMKY.org. Cody Robinson here with you. The time is right now. It's 4:59 here in Moorhead. All Things Considered is coming up next here on 90.3 FM.